From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with The Whoops, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Tries to hide the pain inside her ever-loving soul. It's hard to run away, it's hard to hang around. No, it's not the answer, yes, it'll burn you down. You can take the detour, the shortest way around. White lines, neon signs put you in the ground. Shotgun, she's looking for the shell. She wants to pull the trigger, aiming straight for hell. I'm taking shelter, he's out on the run. She's headed for the bright lights with a loaded gun. You can take it easy, you can lay the hammer down. White lines, neon signs put you in the ground. That candle shining bright, both ends burning down. She looks into your eyes, she don't hear sound. She wants to get away, it's the only thing she knows. With a head as hard as hickory, bears a heavy load. You can live the high life, you can paint the town. White lines, neon signs put you in the ground. You can live the high life, you can paint the town. White lines, neon signs put you in the ground. White lines, neon signs put you in the ground. I can't read a woman who won't she's on the run, an arrow of fate. She falls in his arms. His father, please help me. I'm breaking his heart, then it's done. Sweet Laurel Grove, the girl from the county, she's fine and she's fair. I know that she's going, but I don't know where. I dare you to chase her with half-hearted love. It's the girl from the county, she's looking for love.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm associate producer and the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker, and I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 508th live performance. Tonight we're very pleased to present a concert performance with a troupe of fine people and fine players, Arthur Hancock, Galen Green, CJ Kane, Jesse Wells, and Roddy Puckett. They've been playing together for some time, and now things are gelling into some kind of Wookiee concoction that's got a lot of buzz going on in Kentucky and elsewhere. Please welcome tonight's guests to the Red Barn Radio stage, the Wooks. Joining us, you're listening to The Wooks. They're just about to release something special, a 10-track CD called Little Circles. Is this actually a CD release party?
Right now? No.
Okay.
It's a pre-CD release.
This is the pre-CD release party, so only by special invitation, these folks are? All right. Well, welcome, everybody. Why don't you tell us the long story of how you guys got together? And I say the long story because, you know, we have a lot of deep, rich, wonderful people on the program, but sometimes they're very short on words.
Like, Galen and Arthur have been friends for a long time. I guess y'all have been playing together since high school.
He was born a year after me, and
Galen,
then it all started.
I'm the youngest guy in the band.
So you have a lot of wisdom to share with him then, Arthur.
And Roddy was one of my heroes growing up. He was playing at the... He's considerably older than myself. But he was playing in a band at the Fish Tank called Bluegrass Collective, and they were like the first band to let me play with them, basically.
Oh, come on.
And I saw CJ play with this band, Newtown, if y'all listen to Newtown.
Yeah.
CJ wrote number one hit for Newtown, and he's written a bunch of great songs, and I stole CJ from Newtown, I guess, because I saw CJ play, and I ran up to him. I said, you know, hey, man. Let's pick.
He had a mohawk at the time.
Oh, yeah. That
scared me a little.
But I knew that there weren't many guys around, you know, that can play rhythm and lead guitar on the acoustic flat-top box like CJ Kane, so I wanted to be his friend. And since then, we've become great friends, and the band has been an assist in that. It's helped us spend more time together, but you know, outside of that, we really grew to become friends and started a duo thing. We got asked to play Townes Van Zandt night at Willie's.
So, Arthur, just you and CJ?
Just CJ and I.
Okay. We were the Wook brothers.
We were the Wook brothers. We actually had just broken up with our girlfriends, and they were at the bar at the time, and we got on stage and sang music basically directed at them late at night when a friend of ours finished his set. And that's how the Wook started.
All right.
We felt good about ourselves after we played.
Uh-huh.
So we decided,
like, we need a band now.
We need to do a band. Everyone in Nacogdoches knew Tom Mayne come to some bad end, because the sheriff called him stealing chickens and such by the time that he was 10. One day his daddy took a $10 bill, he tucked it in his hand. He said, I know that you're headed for trouble, son. Mama wouldn't understand. So he took his dad's money and his brother's old bay, and he left without a word of thanks. He fell in with his crowd in some border town, and he took the robbing bank. Yeah, but outside the law, you look to run out fast. A few years came and went, till he's trapped in an alley in Abilene, all before shells spent. And he realized praying was the only thing that he hadn't ever tried. He wouldn't never knew quite how, but he looked up to the sky. You don't owe me nothing as far as I know, Lord. I don't owe nothing to you. I ain't asking for a miracle, Lord. Little bit of luck will do. You know I ain't never prayed before, cause it always seemed to me the praying's the same as begging, Lord, and I don't take no charity. Yeah, we're right now, Lord, with my back to the wall, I can't help but recall how they nearly hung me for stealing a horse in Fort Smith, Arkansas. Judge Parker said guilty and his gavel came down just like a cannon shot. I went away quietly, I began to file the plot. And they sent the preacher on down to my cell. He said, the Lord is your only hope. He's the only friend you're gonna have, son, when you hit the end of Parker's road. And I guess he could have kept on preaching to Christmas, but he turned his back on me. I put a homemade blade to that golden throat, that's a deputy for the key. This ain't the first trouble I've seen before, but you already know. Had some help from you, Lord, the devil himself's been strictly touch and go. Oh, but who in the hell am I talking to? There ain't no one here but me. So he cocked both his pistols, then he spit in the dirt, and he walked out into that street. But Galen, one of my best friends in the whole world, moved to Kentucky to pursue different things. And
yeah, while they were doing that, I was recovering from shoulder surgery, waiting to move to Kentucky, basically.
Which shoulder?
Right shoulder.
Oh.
Couldn't play.
I missed the first, basically, 5 months of 2014, and I'd already planned on coming up here.
Did you hurt your shoulder doing something like rock climbing or one of those crazy things that you like
to
do?
Yeah, snowboarding.
Snowboarding, yeah. I knew it was something, extreme sport.
Yeah, it was a very long time ago, and then finally I had a good enough job that would pay for the surgery.
Where were you, though, at that time?
I was in Georgia.
Oh, in Georgia, okay.
Yeah, but Arthur had come through a couple times on the road with different bands. We were out one night with Town Mountain, and Robert Greer was like, Arthur, you and Galen need to start a band.
Robert Greer from Town Mountain.
Is that how he talks?
Yeah, basically.
I hope he's not listening right now.
We're being generous, yeah. He might have dropped some profanity in there, but I swung through Atlanta and we met, and Galen was lucky enough to move up here. CJ, we became friends. I can't believe I get to play with Roddy and Jesse Wells. I used to call him when he was DJing on the Pick and Parlor at 90.3 out of Moorhead.
Oh yeah.
And say, hey man, what's that song you just played? And it was like, you know, some killer old fiddle tune or Lee Sexton on the banjo or something. And now we're in a band.
A lot of people probably don't know this about Jesse from watching this band, but I first saw him play. It was the one of the last shows at the Dame, and they were doing the last waltz, and he was playing electric guitar, and I've never been the best guitar player in any band that I've been in, and if you have any time, you should check out his guitar playing as well.
Yeah, he does do a lot of different stuff.
He plays that good honky-tonk, electrified music.
I've heard people say, you know, who's like your favorite fiddler around here we should go see? Go see Jesse Wells sometime. You know, what about the guitar player? Oh, you should go see this guy named Jesse Wells. He plays with neat guitar, too.
Jake said a fee was not respected. Some say he's tempted, they think he'll steal. No invitation, the social party never came to Jake Satterfield. On a chestnut mare in an old spring wagon, he come riding into town, and an old pick rope gussing on his shoulder, Springfield rifle with the sights fired. She got lost way back in the hill. When the town folk gathered, they all said no one knows in woods like Jake Satterfield. Well, they gave him gold and they gave him silver. Said I'll try to pick up her trail. If I'm not back by tomorrow evening, won't come home for you know I failed. Times now, green grass is withered. Since that morning, way back when, Jake Satterfield nor Miss Gloria Johnson were never heard from or seen again. When a winter evening, an old fur trapper claimed he was dying in a winter snow, said he was saved by a gold hair lady and an old moonshiner on a chestnut bear. Said he was saved by a gold-haired lady in an old moonshiner on a chestnut mare with an old pet crow.
Hey. You all went down to record this new CD of music, Little Circles, down in Nashville. Allison Brown was involved in this. Is that Compass Records?
We're self-releasing the record, but okay. We recorded in the studio there at Compass, and I signed up in college for a one-hour banjo elective, and I walked into this room, and it was this person named Allison Brown as the teacher.
And you were in college at?
At Vanderbilt.
Oh, yeah, right.
And I was kind of, it's like, you know, sitting down with a very, very, very legendary, awesome banjo player, and so I was pretty nervous, but throughout the course of the couple years I was taking lessons from her, we became friends, and then when the band started, I got to record a project with my father last summer, and after having such a great experience doing that, I was like, we got to bring the Wooks down. Yeah. She produced, she really helped us, and we're really proud of it and really grateful to Allison for all of her help. We're in the studio, and it was built by the money that John Hartford made from Gentle on My Mind, which is a cool story. He put the studio together, and then the Highwaymen recorded there, and there's all these killer old country.
Jimmy Buffett,
yeah. We had to work our time in between Don Henley.
Yeah, they were like, we have to cancel Don Henley once your studio date. And I was like, that's fine, but I want you to call him and be like, the Wooks have agreed to move there. I just wanted to hear him be like, the who?
Didn't he do a country album or
they
something?
They were mixing it.
They were mixing it.
Oh, okay.
In the same studio. And
oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and it was just a killer experience, you know, to make a record and to do it with the caliber of people we did it with, especially in the band, the musicians, and not having done such a thing before, and Galen having gotten recorded together. It's been a really incredible experience.
Blew up the Chicken Man, Philly last night. He blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk getting ready for a fight. Wanna see what them ragged boys can do. There's trouble bussing in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be a rumble out on the promenade, and the gambler commission's hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby, and that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, put your hair pretty. Meet me tonight in Atlantic City. I got a job.
Seattle, and he got to thinking about, what were you thinking about, Gail?
Yeah, I was about to say, do you know what I was thinking about? I was just hanging out in my sister's living room. She lives in this beautiful neighborhood in Seattle. Anyways, I was checking out Seattle from my sister's living room, looking at the skyline and the mountains there, and it's a beautiful city, and that's how I come to write the song. Thank you.
Listening to Red Barn Radio.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with The Wooks, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.